Could you identify yourself, please?
My name is Johnson. I am from Monash High Powered Rocketry, and I'm in my third year of electrical engineering.
My name is Bevreet. I'm also from Monash High Powered Rocketry, currently second year of engineering and propulsion vice lead.
Welcome to the space show. Could you tell us what you're doing at Monash?
Sure. Over the past year, I was the project lead for our competition rocket Project Zenith, which competed in the International Rocketry Engineering Challenge at Texas, USA, earlier this June.
Now, you've got a pretty impressive-looking rocket standing there, and is that a rocket motor as well?
Yes. Yeah, so, this rocket motor on the table here is Solaris Mark III. It is our it's the first student researched and developed hybrid motor that uses liquid oxygen as its primary oxidizer, and it's something that we've been exploring for one of our future endeavors.
Could you explain what hybrid means?
Sure. A hybrid rocket means uses part fuel, part solid fuel, and part liquid fuel. So it uses a liquid oxygen oxidizer combined with a paraffin wax solid fuel. And those are combined together to basically decompose the oxygen, which will generate the thrust from the...
So wax?
Yes, actually wax. We use paraffin wax, very, very similar to candle wax, actually. And that's, our solid fuel for our rocket.
Well, wax is a pretty safe environment thing to do. A lot of fuels are pretty dangerous, explosive, or toxic.
Yes. So you're absolutely right. A lot of the fuels are very dangerous. The liquid oxygen in our case is actually very, very dangerous because it can spontaneously ignite, and so it needs to be handled with a lot of care, and that is the process we're going through right now, just learning how to handle these types of dangerous materials with lots of care, which will be needed in our future careers when we step into industry as well.
Anyone who's been treated by a doctor with liquid nitrogen knows how burning that can be.
Yeah, especially how susceptible it is to spontaneously igniting. Even a random drop from concrete, if accidentally stepped on, can ignite. So it's incredibly dangerous, and that's why we're taking all of these safety precautions when handling these type of fuels.
Now, what's the rocket motor made of?
This rocket motor is primarily made of carbon fiber, so it's something we actually called a composite overwrapped pressure vessel. And so rather than a completely metal motor, such as the one on Project Zenith, the gold one over there, this one is a mix of both aluminium and carbon fiber. We're taking the best of both worlds, so basically the strength of a carbon fiber and the lightweight of carbon fiber combined with the ductile material from aluminium, and taking the best of both worlds, we can basically make a rocket motor that's both light but very, very strong. And so this will allow us to perform better and also cut down on mass, which will again help it perform even better.
And have you test fired it?
Yes, so we fired Solaris Mark III at our Race to Space campaign in the UK earlier this year. This happened somewhere around July, and we had a very, very successful fire. We had a sustained burn of around 1 second, but due to some manufacturing error in the nozzle, unfortunately that got ejected towards the end of our burn. And you'll be able to see a great footage of it in our presentation tomorrow.
And you've got a machine, additive 3D manufactured rocket nozzle.
Yep. Our rocket nozzle has been gratefully 3D printed in kind for us by the Monash Center for Additive Manufacturing, MCAM. And so they've 3D printed it out of an aluminium alloy. And we're really grateful for this because for such a complex geometry, it'll be very, very hard to machine otherwise. And so 3D printing it allows us to incorporate all of these designs into our rocket nozzle to give it as much performance as possible.
Now, is this just a, well, I say just, and inverted commas, a educational exercise, or do you hope to commercialize this technology?
As a student team, our main goal is to learn. So we haven't really thought about commercializing all of it. All of this is for our team to grow and learn and hopefully gain the necessary skills to step directly into industry once we graduate.
Well, perhaps we could bring your colleague in to tell us your role on it, please.
So this motor was made about, I'd say, about a year ago. And it's been a massive undertaking, and I was just a general member then for the propulsion subsection. Now I've moved up to propulsion vice lead. This motor is like an absolutely insane amount of work from everyone. Like every single part of it, every section is something new. Nothing's been repeated from our old like Mark II iteration, which is quite insane to think that we've had such a rapid development phase. So yeah, like we were saying, the chamber walls, they're entirely made of carbon fiber, and they have aluminium couplers on either side. This is just like maximize the strength and minimize the weight. So we're just getting like as much performance as we can. We're about 30% lighter than a normal alloy chamber. And the nozzle as well, as you said, it was additively manufactured and then post-machined. So with the additive manufacturing, we have the benefit that now we've got internal cooling channels, because compared to our old motor, this motor burns almost three times. It's like a 10-second burn, and we're looking to push that even further. So with that like extended burn time, the chance of you burning through your nozzle and just like with the amount of heat flux is like very high. So with additive manufacturing, we've been able to like incorporate cooling channels, film cooling, and all these little tricks to like maximize the performance as much as we can. So that's been quite awesome as well. And then other little improvements, we've like modified our fuel grain ports to like increase our regression rate. We've got mixing plates, baffles, and a resonator, which is all stuff we looked into with literature. Yeah, so it's like so much improvement, so much like learning from this, which has been quite amazing.
And what sort of difficulties have you had to overcome?
Of course, so there's been quite a lot of challenges. Just design, manufacturing, like this was done over, I believe, like 2 months or so. Like this has been the tightest timeline that I've had to hit. Like it's incorporated a couple of times where you're like staying up late, coming in early, just making sure you're putting in absolutely everything. And this is like maintaining studies as well, work and everything. So like putting all that together, it's like a huge effort.
And do you get a course credit for this?
No, this is just for the love of the game.
It's the best motivation.
It does contribute a little bit to CPD hours, so we do need 420 hours of like engineering experience to officially like graduate. So this does contribute to that, but no direct credit points.
And you're at the Clayton campus?
Yep, Clayton campus. It's quite nice.
And do they provide any facilities there for you?
Yeah, so we have this like amazing makerspace area. It's pretty huge, actually. We've got machining bays, we've got CNC machines, composite layup areas, fabrication, electrical stuff. So like there's a whole correlation of a bunch of different things that we get to use, which is quite awesome, like high industry level stuff that you just normally would not have access to.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show, both of you.
Thank you for the invite. It's been amazing.